I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Sean Peasley, Global Cyber Cloud Leader for Deloitte. To learn more about Deloitte, visit Deloitte.com. Welcome, Sean. It's great to have you with us today.
Thanks so much, Hillary. It's great to be here.
So, Sean, you've been with Deloitte for more than 32 years. Tell us about your career, when you first got involved with cybersecurity, and how the threats have changed since 1988 when you started there.
My pleasure. So, yes, I've been at the firm a little over 32 years. And when I started, there really wasn't cybersecurity back then, or even information security. It was a newer, I would say, discipline. And started our cyber practice a little over 27 years ago. And, you know, back then it was typically focused on, you know, an aspect of information security, things around application security, or maybe some aspects of data security. And so in the 32 years I've been at the firm, it has evolved significantly, as you can imagine. You know, the stakes have increased significantly, just given our society's dependence upon, you know, IT, digital, the internet, e-commerce, you mm-hmm. name it. And so, you know, the stakes have increased, and as such, cyber has become much more important. It has become a higher risk, or an enterprise risk level topic that organizations have recognized. And so, you know, with that has evolved the need to really expand really the focus of cybersecurity, and the things and the solutions and the services that are provided to organizations, right, to really address the you know, the very complex world that we're in, and a lot of the different threats that have occurred in that time. So, you know, so I've seen it definitely evolve and change significantly in that 27 plus years doing cybersecurity. And it's made it very interesting in my career. I've been involved in many aspects of cybersecurity, and everything from helping organizations to advise them on cybersecurity programs, to implementing various different cybersecurity solutions, technologies, as well as helping them to operate some of those those areas. So definitely a very interesting area and discipline, and have enjoyed my career, and that's what's made it interesting, is just the changing environment has definitely allowed for a lot of interesting and new areas that have evolved and been created in the cyber field.
Great. That is very interesting. You've had experience with helping clients specifically on their cloud transformations, for example. So what do you see as the biggest cybersecurity challenges?
Yeah, I think there's a number of different challenges. As organizations have been moving to the cloud for the last number of years, you know, they are taking really essentially a lot of their computing and management of their data and their applications, and move those to a whole different, you know, business and technology environment, right? So, you know, really doing and looking at the various different risks as they've moved and migrated to the cloud, or as they've maybe modernized their infrastructure or their applications. You know, it's a newer area that many organizations don't have experience with. And there are potentially, you know, different risks, new risks, and they need to appropriately, manage through those and understand, you know, how do things like their operating model change with the cloud, right? Who's responsible for what aspects of their cybersecurity within the cloud? You know, the company has a responsibility for certain aspects of those. The cloud service providers have responsibility for certain aspects of the, of the cybersecurity services, et cetera. And so really understanding how that model has changed, and then what the organization needs to do to ensure that all those, those necessary components are appropriately managed. They also have to integrate with their enterprise and their legacy processes. So it's not like on, you know, day one, everything is migrated to the cloud. That takes a time, and it could be several years. And so how do they still operate within their their traditional, their legacy environments as they move into the cloud. They also need to understand, how does cloud affect their cybersecurity posture? And really taking an approach when they move into the cloud, similar to what they've done for their enterprise security, really ensuring that they think of, the aspects. You think of things around their strategy, their cybersecurity strategy. You think of how do they have to comply with the various different laws or regulations or industry guidelines. They have to think about, how do they allow their users into their environment? So what we call identity and access management. They need to, understand how they're going to protect their data. How do they make sure that they understand exactly what cloud computing is happening in their environment? How do they ensure that the infrastructure, their technical infrastructure is appropriately secured and monitored and remediated if there's any issues. So you can see that they're shifting a lot of these things that have been traditionally on the enterprise to the cloud, and there's newer different operating models that they have to address to deal with those things, and really making sure that they have the appropriate people with the right skills that are focused on those areas. And, lastly, understand how do they securely migrate to the cloud in a way that really helps to enable the business, not inhibit the business, right? So do they have the right type of security architecture? Is it scalable? Does it make it highly available? Do they have the right configuration? Does it appropriately protect the data, maintain, things like the service delivery commitments to the business? I mentioned things around identity access management. Do they have the proper, types of identity management capabilities? And lastly, do they have the right types of logging and monitoring so that they can monitor whether there might be any nefarious activities that go on in their environment?
So glad that you brought up that this is a newer area and that companies need to integrate with their legacy environments. So if an organization is considering a move to the cloud, what is foundational for them to have a successful migration, a sustainable and secure journey to the cloud?
Yeah, so, they'd have to have a number of different components, right? So the first would be, do they have a proper program, in terms of the migration to the cloud? And then how do they effectively utilize the cloud? So what's the cybersecurity program? Is it broad enough to address, the potential new risk and many times, the types of risk that they deal with today, but it's just a new, computing platform, if you will, right? So that would be, a key thing. And that program, as I mentioned earlier, really helps to understand, if they've got the right type of strategy and they're thinking of this programmatically, all of the things that you would think of that you should have in the program, would be addressed. Do they think of not just the technology aspects, but they think of the people? Do they have the right talent? And, can they retain that talent? And they focused on the right aspects of cybersecurity. There's a lot of different disciplines, as I mentioned earlier. So do they have people that have, capabilities in those various different security, I'll call them subdomains, if you will. And then, the processes, do they have, the right type of processes involved? One of the key things as companies modernize and move to the cloud is the whole concept of, application development. And so, so there's been some newer types of approaches, called DevOps, development and ops. And how do you make sure that developers are appropriately developing applications and then integrating that into their operations? Well, a newer thing over the last couple of years has been adding security to that. So it's now called DevSecOps. How do you ensure that you're securing things by design from the outset, and so that you give the tools and the training and the resources to your developers to help build security in from the outset, right? It's something that you'll have a much more robust, it'll be an improved user experience if you build the right types of security capabilities into the application from the outset, and then test that appropriately at different stages. So that whole concept of, what are the processes that are going to help to enable ensuring that the most appropriate level of security is designed and built and tested into those applications. Another aspect is the shared responsibility model that I mentioned. What is the organization responsible for versus what is the cloud service provider responsible for? The cloud service providers have developed a robust set of security features and capabilities and really probably more than most organizations have ever been able to really consume, right? So they're really offered inherent in the cloud platform, and that's provided a lot of different opportunities, but with that comes some complexity that they need to understand and really try to address. They also need to understand, what are they configuring? Are they using the cloud platform and those security features, as appropriate as necessary? Are they using them effectively? Are they creating other kinds of risk if they don't utilize some of those capabilities? And then, ultimately, you need to have and retain a strong set of cybersecurity controls in the cloud. So, those are offered by the cloud service providers, and then the organizations are responsible for making sure that when they build those in, do they monitor those? Do they look for any kind of out of band or inappropriate types of configuration controls that they need to make sure get reviewed, monitored, and corrected in a timely manner?
So, Sean, in your extensive experience, what do you see as a top root cause for cloud data breaches? What would you suggest to be the best approach to combat this?
I would say there is a large number of organizations that host data or workloads in the public cloud that have experienced security incidents, probably upwards of 70%. And another large percentage leave back doors open that attackers can take advantage of. And this is through things like misconfigured cloud services. So another solution that we can leverage related to configuration is for automation and orchestration that can drive auto remediation of misconfiguration and policies in the cloud. It's an effective way to help address this problem proactively. So one of the issues with misconfiguration is that if it's misconfigured, even for 15 minutes or maybe an hour, adversaries are able to take advantage of those weaknesses in security and able to, essentially get into an organization's environment, potentially be able to access data that's not intended. And so we have developed a solution called Fortress by Deloitte, which allows you to almost near real time create an automation and orchestration to help remediate these misconfigurations on a near real time basis. So it really significantly helps to reduce the risk that organizations might encounter. We've actually developed it for multi-cloud. So think of Azure, Amazon Web Services, Google Cloud, as well as Alibaba. And so it's a multi-cloud offering that really helps to enable a more efficient and effective way to address the various different types of cloud security that is required. We've also really helped to develop this based on the cloud standards and cyber standards related to cloud. And so we get strong comfort that it's really focused around the right different types of cloud cybersecurity controls.
And so that's a nice segue into our next question that we had for you. You mentioned multiple cloud journeys and various cloud journeys. So what does a typical cloud journey look like? And in addition to, Fortress by Deloitte, what other Deloitte solutions can help?
Yeah, organizations should determine their migration strategy once they've performed an assessment on their current operational state and identify the gaps and the requirements to effectively move from, today to the future state. So some parts of that, if you look at that journey, really starting with setting that vision, that strategy. So when I think about, what is it that the end goals that organization has from a cyber standpoint, how do they establish that vision? They should, start with a strategy, understand all of the different, kind of business priorities that they really have as part of their cloud migration approach. Is that, just porting, moving their current existing applications from their current cloud environment, from their current existing environment to their cloud environment? Is it modernizing those applications? Those would really, potentially change some of the things they would focus on from a cyber cloud standpoint. They also want to make sure that they, you know, look at the things that they need to do to be compliant, right? They should establish things like a minimal viable product and really help to make sure they achieve compliance through protection of, you know, regulated systems and ensure they're protecting their data appropriately. Next, they also want to make sure that they're risk aligned. Really, they should take a risk and a threat-based approach, integrate, you know, cloud technologies into the enterprise security architecture, and ensure that they're leveraging the appropriate cyber cloud features that those cloud service providers offer. Then you kind of want to move into, can they provide more automated capabilities, right? A lot of the cloud service providers offer a robust number of different security features. So they want to embed security technologies and processes into their cloud operations using things like automation, using things like, you know, artificial intelligence and analytics, and really using that to help, you know, improve their security posture while hopefully reducing their cost, you know, at the same time of enhancing their performance and their protection. And then lastly, really trying to become ubiquitous, having security processes are really aligned with your business, they're integrated by design, and they're, you know, implemented on a consistent basis, and you have high assurance that all of the cybersecurity capabilities are really part of the overall organization's cloud strategy overall.
And so, Sean, in addition to what you've already covered, what else differentiates Deloitte as the go-to firm for cloud security services?
Yeah, Deloitte has the largest cyber practice globally of any organization. And, you know, coming up on close to 10,000 professionals globally. We've been named the number one global security consulting organization for over the last 9 years by Gartner. We are a premier partner of cloud service providers such as Amazon Web Services, such as Google Cloud Services. We've been Partner of the Year for with Google. And so, you know, we've got a strong focus on our cyber practice. And as we've taken the journey on the last several years to really help make sure that cloud is a key part of our strategy. It's a key part of, you know, really what we've done to transform our practice, making sure that we're there and able to help any of the most complex global organizations in their journeys to the cloud, helping to make sure that they are proactively taking advantage and protecting all the different cyber aspects and all of those assets they have in the cloud. So we are able to, I think, continue to really provide that leadership for them, help them, you know, from a, you know, early stages of their journey, you know, advise them with their strategy. We can help them to implement the various different solutions that will really help to make sure that they've got a strong, mature program around their cyber cloud needs and their capabilities. And then we help organizations to operate, right? If they do need assistance because they need a cloud provider that has built a sustainable operation capability, we have done that within Deloitte, where we offer additional services above and beyond the cloud service providers, and then cyber has been layered on that, and it's integral in terms of that overall capability. So really trying to, you know, continue to evolve, leverage some of the more advanced capabilities that the cloud service providers have offered, such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, analytics, the other automation capabilities. So we continue to really continue to evolve and really push and innovate all of our cyber capabilities as we've really developed the leading practice globally.
Well, Sean, thank you so much. That was so interesting and really informative for our listeners on cloud transformations, and appreciated learning a little bit about your background. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining me today was Sean Peasley, Global Cyber Cloud Leader for Deloitte. To learn more about Deloitte, visit deloitte.com, and you can listen to all of our podcast episodes at cybercrime.radio.